Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make Easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I am so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Almost all of my episodes are evergreen, meaning they're not related to current events, or you don't have to listen to them at a certain time of year. So if you're new to the podcast, scroll back through some of the old episodes because they are not old in the sense of connecting to something that wouldn't be useful right now, and a topic might jump out to you and grab your attention. Now you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcasts, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. If you're listening to this at the end of 2019, it's November now as I'm recording this. When this episode goes live, you might be in gift-giving mode. Now, I have lots of resources for teacher gift ideas on my blog, and in the show notes for this episode, you will find links to my teacher gift guides, or you can head to the blog and use the search bar to type in gift guides, where lots of results will pop up. Happy holiday shopping! This week's podcast is titled Simple Augmented Reality Apps for Kids. What augmented reality apps for kids can you use in your classroom? Well, in this episode, you'll learn about some of my favorite augmented reality apps for kids, along with quick ideas for getting started with augmented reality this school year. As I share some of these favorite EdTech tools, you'll hear about project ideas too. Remember, the comments section of this podcast episode, or wherever you're listening, if there's a review space, is a perfect spot to share your favorites too. Of course, you can always tag at Class Tech Tips if there's a favorite I didn't mention and you think I should add to the list. Let's dive into this Getting Started with Augmented Reality Simple AR Apps for Kids podcast. Earlier this year, I hosted a webinar on this topic for my friends at Simple K-12. Regular readers of the blog know that I love sharing favorites in webinar format, and I'll add the link to my calendar of events in the show notes if you'd like to know more about events both virtual and live. Let's start by talking today about what augmented reality is and isn't. When I use the term augmented reality, we're thinking about the layering of media over the real world. Essentially, you are taking a virtual experience and placing it on top of a real place. Typically, this is done with a trigger image or item you can hold in your hand. Students scan an AR trigger with a unique app that brings the augmented reality experience to life. First, let's bring it back to a QR code. You can make a QR code from a variety of different tools. Once you have a QR code, you can scan it with any QR code scanning app. With QR codes, any QR code talks to any QR code app. Check out podcast episode 24, Quick QR Code Tips to Add to Your Tool Belt, where I go into more detail about QR codes if you're new to them or you just love QR codes. However, with augmented reality, our focus for today, you scan a trigger image or item with a specific app. An augmented reality company creates an augmented reality app to go along with the trigger, object, or space where you're going to scan. The content then comes to life on the screen. It will pop up almost out of nowhere. Teachers use augmented reality in the classroom in lots of different ways. Some tools require a significant investment, and others require very little investment. As we go through some of my favorites in this episode, we'll talk about how to make this as easy as possible. This way, students can scan an AR trigger with a mobile device and have an augmented reality experience come to life in their hands. Of course, you can check out my blog post, How to Use Augmented Reality in Any Subject Area, where I go into more detail about some AR project connections, and I'll link to that as well. In this podcast episode, you'll hear about some tools that are iOS friendly. When I use the term iOS friendly, that means that it works on iPad and iPhone. These tools are Android friendly too, meaning they work perfectly on an Android app downloaded from the Google Play Store. The augmented reality experiences listed in this episode work best on tablets and smartphones. You won't need a device for everyone in your classroom. Since these experiences promote lots of conversations, it's perfect for sharing devices. Now, anytime I share a long list of favorites, I always come back to the idea of tasks before apps. So I hope you'll narrow in and think about two or three on the list that you want to spend some more time on this school year. Depending on the age of your students, one way to get started is with augmented reality coloring pages. First up on the list is Quiver. With Quiver, you have coloring pages that act as augmented reality triggers. Then you open up the Quiver app on your tablet. You hold it over the coloring page. Whatever you colored in and the colors that you chose will pop off the screen. I've used this with students before, and it doesn't matter if you use markers or crayons, the colors that your students use will turn into an augmented reality experience. The free version of the Quiver app lets you access a handful of coloring pages, including ones perfect for classroom experiences. There's also the Quiver Education app, which has even more options. On Quiver's website, it will tell you which ones work for the free Quiver app and which ones work on the Quiver Education app. If you're not in a classroom where your kids are coloring with you every day, don't worry. This app will work even if the coloring pages are not colored in. You might find that the paid version is totally worth trying out and decide to download the paid app on just one device. You can then project that experience, that AR experience for students, on the big screen in the classroom so everyone can see. Next up, let's discuss some math and science augmented reality apps. The next augmented reality apps for kids on our list today are from a company named Arloon, A-R-L-O-O-N, Arloon. Arloon has a handful of different augmented reality apps. For their trigger piece, you can print out a piece of paper or use one of their tiles. It's different than coloring pages, but a similar type of structure for scanning. Let's go through a few of their app options. They've got a couple different apps. Arloon Plants lets students explore plant life and life cycles, and Arloon Geometry takes a math spin. With Arloon Geometry, you can see the geometric figure pop up. Then you can open it up and explore the area and volume of a variety of spaces. Another augmented reality app from Arloon is Arloon Anatomy. With this one, you can use your mobile device to scan a real person. It uses a person as the trigger image to show off different parts of the body. Once you become comfortable with using augmented reality in the classroom, you can begin to think a bit about augmented reality project ideas. There are lots of ways to use these augmented reality apps in the classroom. You might use an app like Quiver to get students excited about a topic for really anything depending on your focus. It could help students with writing prompts, for example. You might inspire student narrative writing or connect to writing goals related to informational text depending on the coloring page you choose to use. There's also an option for, you know, a real opportunity here to make a science or social studies connection depending on your content area. For example, if your students are learning about different animal cells, you might have them color in a coloring page with an animal cell from Quiver. Then they can scan it and spin it around as they look at all the different parts of a cell. They can name the mitochondria and explain its function. Or with the world map option from Quiver, a globe will pop off the page and you can spin it around. Whether it's the Arloon apps or a page from Quiver, you might use it to get students excited about a new topic, a new lesson. Alternatively, it might provide some context for what you're planning on talking about during a particular day within a unit of study. You might also decide to use augmented reality apps like these ones to help students build background knowledge. For example, you might show a video clip of a volcano eruption, but then use the Quiver page so students can see the lava coming down their coloring book page too. Some apps use the space you are standing in or your GPS location as an augmented reality trigger instead of that physical coloring book page or tile like the ones we've talked about so far. One of these powerful augmented reality apps that uses your GPS or your location as an augmented reality trigger is an app called Star Walk. This AR app is one of a handful of constellation apps that bring stargazing to your tablet or smartphone. Whether it's daytime and you're inside the classroom or it's nighttime and you're outside the classroom, your students can use StarWalk HD to see the constellations. They hold up their device and point it up to the sky. Then, depending on what direction they're standing in, they can scan it to the right or to the left, up and down, and they can see the constellations. This activity is excellent during any time of day, even when you want students to see the constellations that aren't very bright in the night sky. StarWalk HD is an augmented reality app that uses your physical location. If you want to make connections to astronomy and don't have a telescope, this is an excellent option to explore. You might also use an AR app like StarWalk HD to help students prepare for a guest visitor or even for, you know, a real field trip to a planetarium. They can learn about the constellations before a local scientist visits your school, before you host a virtual visitor who's going to answer some questions, or before you head out to a local planetarium. Now, an app like StarWalk HD could become a virtual field trip for students too. Many of the mobile apps with constellation viewing include additional resources for research. With this resource, students will also have informational text to explore in what kind of looks like an encyclopedia entry. If you are working with younger students, another option to take a look at is StarWalk Kids. You can learn more about it on their website or on the Apple App Store. Now, this podcast episode is part one of a two-part series on augmented reality apps for kids. You'll see the next one come up in the next calendar year. So in that upcoming podcast, I'll share some more AR apps for your classroom, including Virtuality and the Merge Cube. Make sure to sign up for my free newsletter by going to classtechtips.com/signup to stay up to date with all of my new podcast episodes. Don't forget to check out the show notes for a list of the resources I mentioned in this episode. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, identify your why for using augmented reality in the classroom. Choose one app to download to your device. Then, print out the trigger image and see how it looks. Finally, introduce the AR experience to your students. Next week is full of Thanksgiving celebrations, so taking a week off from the podcast. If you're traveling or prepping dinner next week, it's a great time to catch up on podcast episodes. You can listen wherever you're listening to this right now, or even stream episodes from a podcast app on your smart TV. I love bringing you resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected with Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network, just follow along with me there. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, I'd love to add you to my calendar. Just send a message my way. See you in 2 weeks in December for the next episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.